Hello, everybody. This is ComboCast Mini for post E3 edition. I'm in Calgary, CGY, in a hotel room by myself, feeling all lonely. So I was thinking about video games and decided I'd talk to my peeps. So E3, first couple of days are gone through. Microsoft debuted Kinect. Nintendo debuted the 3DS. And Sony debuted Twisted Metal. Typically, Microsoft does pretty well at these shows. They're showmen. They know how to have a good show and to keep secrets. They definitely keep secrets better than some of the other companies, Sony specifically. But overall, I mean, I think innovation is sort of what ruled the roost this time around, even with the Sony Move, which is a lot more like the Wii than I think anyone would have really wanted, especially my age group. I mean, maybe for younger people. And that's the same thing with Kinect as well. I mean, there's some really cool stuff with Kinect, and I could see myself flipping through the menus and doing some of that stuff. But the thing is like some of these innovations are for younger generation. I mean, if I could go back in time and get an Xbox with Kinect when I was like 6 or 7 years old, that shit would be super cool. And that would definitely maintain this feeling and create this feeling within someone that, hey, I'm going to keep buying these consoles in the same way that we did when we were playing our Nintendos with the regular Kid Icarus and getting the credit cards and all that weird stuff. But no, I mean, they're creating fans for the next several generations, and if we as the hardcore gamer set can get some use out of it, I think it's still going to be a big win. The pricing is wrong. $150 is too expensive. It does leave room for a price cut a year from now, but if they debuted it at $99 for the unit, I think that at that point it would be a much easier jump for people. But with the new Xbox coming out and it being what, $350 bundled, if that's the way it's going to end up being, that's a good deal. But for everyone who already bought an Xbox, not so much. But yeah, I mean, the 3DS stuff, that looked pretty cool, and without the glasses definitely has resonance more so than wearing weird glasses while you're playing games. I'm kind of glad Microsoft didn't really delve into the 3D. Big video games are already built to be 3D, so it's like a software update for these consoles to make that happen. But, I mean, by the end of next year, it's apparently going to be 2% of homeowners having a 3D television. So, I mean, there's a lot of television owners, and 2% is while a pretty large piece of that pie, it's not enough to hit a tipping point of critical mass. So, I don't know. Until it doesn't have glasses, I can't see it thriving. But, like I said, even that innovation, it's like new stuff that's happening that we've never seen, and I think that means a lot. And yeah, what did you guys think? So tweet me back, Two Hit Combo. What did you think of E3? What were your impressions? Who won the show? For my money, it was a toss-up between Nintendo and Microsoft, because I was really surprised. I was hoping for some Pikmin 3 from the Nintendo conference. I got a little shout-out, but not too much. But I don't know, I didn't really like the last Zelda. This one looked a lot better. The new Kirby, it was like maybe the game of the show. My son, Monty, just like went ballistic over that, Carrie told me last night. So definitely something we'll be picking up. But yeah, like I said, Two Hit Combo, tweet me back. What did you think? And Two Hit Combo out.